Agenda item number four, report and possible discussion on Texas Parks and Wildlife Department proposed land transfer at Possum Kingdom Lake. Matt Phillips.
John, did you take the pointer? Good afternoon. About 2 months ago, we got a letter from Texas Parks and Wildlife regarding a proposed land transfer of property that's adjacent to the current Parks and Wildlife State Park at Possum Kingdom Lake. You can go to the next slide. This gives you an idea of what we're talking about. The red land is what's currently within the state park. The blue property is the property of interest. What they would like to do is acquire more property in order to expand their state park, in order to meet increased demand for state park facilities. A little bit of history on this property. This whole area, kind of in and around here, since the 40s, has been subject to a lot of changing hands between the BRA and Parks and Wildlife. Some of it has gone back and forth. This particular 400 acres, that's approximately how much it is, was originally part of the state park. In 1965, in exchange for a bank erosion control project that BRA did at Washington State Park, BRA was given that property back. So that's how we have it today. At no time did money ever change hands. It was all done for in-kind services. So the land always changed for in-kind services. So we have gotten that request from Parks and Wildlife. We have not entered into any substantive discussions with them to date. We wanted to come to you. All this is a heads up to let you know that they've asked to talk to us about this, and we plan to go back to them, get more detail, talk a little bit more about what they're looking for. If you go to the next slide, it's kind of a close-up area. Obviously, this is a current state park. This is the land they're talking about. There are no residential leases on this property. I believe there is a bow hunting lease. That's something that would have to be taken into consideration as we look at this any further. One detail I will mention, if you go to the next slide, there's the West Central Brazos Pipeline. And as you can see, it runs across what is currently the state park. We currently pay an easement fee for that. This little triangle right here is about 12 acres approximately. Is that correct, Jim? There's also a road right there that I believe is used for access. As part of these negotiations, if we were to go into any sort of land transfers or exchanging of land, we would want that to be probably cut out so that we're no longer having to have an easement or pay an easement fee, so our pipeline would not be subject to that anymore. So that's just one particular issue that we noted initially, but again, no substantive discussions have taken place, and we want to go talk to them and come back to you with more detail later.
I have been in contact with the head of Parks and Wildlife. They are very interested in this property to develop, more fully develop the land up around Possum Kingdom.
Okay.
Happy to answer any questions if y'all have any.
Any questions? All right. Thank you, Matt.